Me, Myself, Millie by Penelope Bush, read by Felicity Davidson. Chapter 1. This week at the counselling session, Mr. Jessop, or Ted as he keeps telling me to call him, suggested I write a journal. He said it in that voice of his which he probably thinks is calming and hypnotic, but which is actually so monotonous I have trouble staying awake during the sessions. Millie, I think you should keep a journal, a private record of all your hopes and fears. Pour it all out on the page. Say what you're really feeling. What a joke. He's not saying what he's really feeling. What he actually means is, Millie, you come here to talk about what happened last April, only you won't, so I'm hoping you'll write about it instead and let me off the hook. Sure enough, he followed on by saying, perhaps you could write about what happened. You might find that easier than talking about it. Is he mad? Why would I write about it if I can't talk about it? I mean, when you talk, the words disappear into thin air. You say them and then they're gone. But when you write them down, they're solid on the page, there forever. I couldn't do that. So, when he tried to hand me a thick, spiral-bound hardback notebook, I sat on my hands. He didn't take the hint and just stood there holding it out towards me. It was pale turquoise, covered in tiny pink and green flowers and butterflies. It was pretty, and he looked so pathetic, I thought the least I could do was take it. I'll think about it, I lied, shoving it in my bag, and then the timer on his cooker started beeping, which meant it was the end of the session. I had no intention of writing a journal, but when I got on the bus to go home, I started thinking about it. I wasn't